Good evening, Flesh Wound Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Radio. I'm Daniel Shine. That's producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
Bugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight to talk about the brand new film Synchronic from co-directors Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead. We've reviewed some of their other films here on the show before. I'm a big fan of them.
Like what, Dan?
The Endless, Resolution. Those are two in particular that I'm very, very fond of.
That's funny you say The Endless, because it was totally giving me those vibes in this movie. So that makes sense now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I really enjoyed those. And they're moving on up. They got some big stars in this one. Synchronic. When New Orleans paramedics and longtime best friends Steve and Dennis, played by Anthony Mackie and Jamie Dornan, are called to a series of bizarre, gruesome accidents, they chalk it up to the mysterious new party drug found at the scene. But after Dennis's oldest daughter suddenly disappears, Steve crumbles upon a terrifying truth about the supposed psychedelic that will challenge everything he knows about reality and the flow of time itself. All right. So I was very excited because, again, I do really like these directors, and it's really cool seeing them kind of rise up the ranks and get these huge stars. Jamie Dornan's an interesting one because I love him in The Fall. There's other stuff I'm not big on him in, but
they have to use him right because he's amazing. He's kind of like Tom Cruise. Like, if you don't know how to direct him, like, he's just going to underperform.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I'm gonna be Dan. It, don't forget, it stars Anthony Mackie from Notorious.
Of course.
Val Kilmer.
That's what Dan does.
But just my Disney vendetta.
Something no one remembers but like you. Except the But yeah.
From now on, every star I'm gonna be
grown ups are speaking.
Shut up.
He did play Tupac in Notorious, so there's that. Did.
Shit. I don't remember that. I saw that too.
That's a great movie.
Shouldn't have been.
Tupac was a little crazy in there.
I'm not talking about Tupac. I'm talking about the other one. Shouldn't have came to L.A. Should have known better. I knew that shit was happening that week.
He said he was going back.
Side rant.
So this one definitely, I think, really peaks in the first half. Is the plot unfolds. It doesn't fall apart or anything. It just becomes a more standard tale. I really felt for Anthony Mackie. I loved him in like Shelter and some of his smaller movies where I think he's really shown a lot of range as an
Hurt
actor.
Locker.
Papa
Doc and 8 Mile. I'm going way back.
Yeah, I really enjoyed him. I really enjoyed the relationship with Jamie Dornan. And I think this is one of those ones where when it remains mysterious, you know, with what's going on, that's when it really peaks. And I'm sorry to say, like, as we get past that first half or so, it does become something that you have seen before. Having said that, though, the emotions there, I felt for the characters, I rooted for the characters, and I still really liked it, but not as much as their previous films. Kruger, what did you think about Synchronic?
So I was actually really surprised about the production value on this movie. Now that you said it was made by the same people that made The Endless, I kind of understand why they did a good job with that movie as well. It's well written with like the dialogue and stuff. There was a lot of like little witty jokes here and there that I laughed at. Great characters. I really like Steve. And like I said, his one-liners and his funny moments were good. And you do feel for him, like, fuck, what a shitty situation to be in. And also Dennis, I like the dynamic between them two. They played off each other very well. I thought the story was super interesting. Like, the super trippy, crazy opening really pulled me in. And when the doctor came into play and you find out, you know, what's actually going on, I was so interested because it reminded me of something that happened back in high school. And I did like what a large chunk of the story went, but unfortunately it starts to drag a little for me towards like the third act. And the final conflict, just like, I liked what we got, but then the very ending, I was just like, oh, that's such a typical, you know, ending for such an original story. Like, I wish they would have went something maybe more ambiguous to match the fact that the story just seems so cool and, you know, like a really great idea. There are some awesome hallucinations and some really great CGI, like visual effects behind everything. And there, we do get some really nice looking corpses that are practical and look good. Overall, I think it's a solid watch, but man, this had a potential just to be great. And I would say my biggest deterrent for giving it a higher rating than I'm going to give it is that the second half of the movie starts super strong, leaves the door open for so much cool shit. And in the end, we kind of get something predictable. And I felt the originality in the story deserved better than that. I also don't see myself ever rewatching this movie. And that's going to kind of take some points away from me because, like, for a one-time watch, I do recommend it for that. Especially for the acting and the effects and stuff. But I just don't see myself ever rewatching this one. So that's going to take a little bit away from me too. But by no means is it a bad movie. It's pretty solid. And I can see a lot of sci-fi fans enjoying the hell out of this movie. So Pugs, what did you think of Synchronic?
Synchronic is emotion heavy, like extremely, because I grew attached to these two dudes so fast. And their relationship together is fucking awesome, which I think is why, because like I didn't mind the end. Like, sure, I would prefer something like a little more original and cool, but like just the emotional culmination of what happened. I'm like, okay, I'll give you a pass. That was cool. I love the dog. That kind of bummed me out, but whatever. The drugs, Synchronic, that's super interesting, but that was not really like a big plot point. It was just like a MacGuffin, like, it'll take me here. So, like, calling this movie Synchronic's a little weird. Like, cool name, but I don't really think it factored in too heavy. Well, it does, but, like, it's just a way to get the story going. But, yeah, the Jamie Dornan and Anthony Mackie, I want to see those guys in another movie together. They're fucking awesome. I had a good time. It's not, like, the most amazing movie I've ever seen. And I would recommend watching this, but it's not a must watch. I'll say that. But yeah, I enjoyed the shit out of it. I enjoyed it. Todd?
I went in with low expectations because this was another one Dan wouldn't shut up about.
I hadn't seen it yet. I just
It doesn't matter, Dan. You did the same thing with St. Maud. So when you do that, it might be good for the movie because then my bar is like, oh, I'm going to hate this shit. So I actually really liked it, but I agree with everyone else so far, and that was this, well, more Krueger. The setup and everything in the first half was awesome. While I still connected with the character of the second half, I kind of wish it would have went in a different route, but with the route it went, I was satisfied because, like you mentioned, the emotions and connection to the character. I just kind of wish it was a different kind of movie. It's certain, like, there was a certain point you could have went a totally different direction than what you would have went, and I'm kind of curious if they would have kept it a little more straight and narrow than they did. So, but I did really like it.
It was also cool seeing Bill Oberst Jr. from some of their other films, Resolution. It's nice that they brought him back for the bigger movie. All right. So we rate on a scale of 0 to 5 stars. This was, I mean, again, it didn't live up to the other films for me, but it's still a really good sci-fi movie. I give it 3.5. What say you, Krueger?
I'm 3 out of 5. If it would have stuck the landing, I would have been able to give it more. But it didn't hit the end for me. So Pugs, what do you rate Synchronic?
I'm gonna go with 3.5, like Dan. I'm shocked. Right on.
Well, another shocker. I'm also going 3.5 on this one. So all respectable ratings. Solid. Not much difference. Yeah.
No, this fucking good. Yeah. If like I just the bond between those two dudes, I don't even know if they're friends in real life, but like I believed it. I like them. I want to see more of them together.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, does anybody have spoilers? I don't.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, so, let's do a quick spoiler thing. Spoiler warning. But first, why don't you tell them what they could be watching and other stuff, Dan?
They could be seeing us on patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures, where we have early, exclusive and uncensored content. It all starts at just $1. So, you know, you can support us if you want to see us in our full glory. And
no, there's no one in the full glory, because Dan really doesn't know what that sentense means.
There might be. It's negotiable.
No.
Putting a teaser.
It's not.
But anyways, also like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube and hit that notification bell.
Pugs? No, wait, we're not doing that yet, are we? Yeah. All right.
Spoiler time. And if you haven't seen them, if you want to see the movie unspoiled, check out now. Come back after you're done, please, and thank you. So now, spoilers.
Okay, so the thing I was talking about that happened in high school, when I was in high school, synthetic weed became a really big thing, and we had kids dropping like fucking flies at fucking school, ODing on this shit, because they would go to the bathroom to go smoke it, and like, I don't know if they smoke too much or what. Like, I've tried spice a couple of times, and I've overdosed on it too. And it's not fucking fun. I didn't have like the seizures that people get, but I smoked way too fucking much of it and got like really, really, really fucking sick for like 4 days straight. Like, imagine being high for 4 days straight. Like, it was scary as fuck. But yeah, it reminded me a ton of that, because they were selling them at smoke shops, just like in this movie, and that's where you would go and get it and shit. As far as other actual spoilers, though, when the doctor was talking about the penile gland, and that's, you know, what gets affected and stuff, man, I was just thinking From Beyond right there. Mm-hmm. And like I really was, like, because that's, you know, that's the little thing that comes out of their head is their penile gland. So I thought that was actually pretty cool. And man, when Dennis, you know, is printing out the missing person flyers for his daughter, and his fucking cunt of a wife just goes, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" Like, fuck you, bitch, printing out fucking missing person flyers, you stupid cunt. Like, I couldn't stand that fucking woman. Ugh, like, let's take it out on the guy who's dealing with dead bodies every single night, you stupid bitch. I felt bad, like, just for, you know, both main characters. I mean, the other guy, Steve, you know, fucking having a brain tumor that's gonna kill you, and, you know, cancer, and it's just
after fucked. Getting stuck with a possible AIDS needle, like, fuck, yeah. Dude. All he's trying to do is help these motherfuckers.
We're gonna have to cancel that actress's interview now.
Which I actually really like her on The League.
She's good on The League. Yeah. She's good on a lot of
people. Well, I wasn't saying also, she's
yeah, she's I'm gonna not, be
I'm
hated.
Not, yeah, I'm not saying she's no,
I
bad.
Know.
I'm
saying,
can't separate yeah, too.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't fucking have emotions for characters. Now,
I want it to start out with you play an awesome bitch.
We can do that.
That's yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I fucking hate you, and you did great.
But, yeah.
The one thing that did disappoint me, I wanted some fucking dinosaurs, man. Come on, you gave me a Woolly Mammoth. You could have gave me some fucking dinosaurs, you asshole.
You did give me a Woolly Mammoth. God, they gave us a crocodile, kind of close.
They could have pushed that angle a little more. I agree. I felt
that, like, that, yeah, I just thought like they like, I mean, it was cool ending on the, you know, in the middle Civil of War. A war, or but the like, man, Civil War. I just really wanted to see fucking some goddamn dinosaurs, because like, I was like, oh, are we gonna get it? I mean, we did get a Woolly Mammoth, and that was really fucking. Like, that was honestly my favorite scene in the whole movie, is that Woolly Mammoth and his old interaction with the caveman. And he's like, you know, here I met a guy that's probably 10, 20 years younger than me and fucking looks twice as old. And I just think, oh, this shit actually isn't that bad. That could be way worse. So, I thought that whole scene was just really cool. And all the visual effects were really well done. That fucking corpse, the burnt corpse, like, looked awesome. That was really, really. Also, dude, these are the worst fucking cops ever. Oh my god, dude! Like, when they almost, dude, they almost shot Steve. And he's like, and then he says, because you're dressed like Tupac.
No, I already said it like I was dying when he said
that. Was hilarious. Like, he's a jerk, but he's also right. Like, you're supposed to come dressed to work, and he went a little too hard partying.
But just goddamn, that's still, like, I was just like, oh fuck this cop. And then the get one guy,
pig.
And then that one guy goes, is talking about spontaneous combustion, and the cop and the main cop is acting like that. He's like, you know, and they're like, no, we don't fucking know, you asshole. And he calls him over spontaneous combustion. Like, you fucking idiot. This isn't South Park, you stupid ass.
Dude, my favorite part of the whole movie was probably when Mackie revealed to Jamie that he has a brain tumor. And like, he's like, what the fuck? Why didn't you tell me? He's like, well, it hasn't really been a good time. I'm like, oh man, this just sucks. Jamie's whole world's coming down. And, you know, Mackie's trying to be there, but he has this bullshit he's dealing with. It's just very fucking heavy. And that's the part I like it the most. Like, the sci-fi shit's cool, but like, their interaction, just fucking amazing.
Absolutely. I will still stick with these directors through whatever they do.
All right. Well, on that note, do we have any final thoughts before Pugs takes us out?
Nope.
No.
All right. Pugs, take us out.
So like, share, subscribe, hit the notification button. Hit us up anytime, 24/7. We'll get back to you. Check us out on Patreon. Starts just at $1. Uncensored content, but you know, go to OnlyFans if you want that kind. We're just gonna curse way, way more than normal. And it's funny. So please and thank you. And with that, gentlemen, let's get the hell out of here.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Stay sick.